Yep, no, that's definitely was an issue. We figured out, got the right instructions and the tool, and was able to put them on. And then once we figured it out, it was like, okay, this works. And but the cable wasn't being prepped correctly. They're just a whole different kettle of fish. And this is labeled 7/8. You know, heliax. It's just, it's this new AVA. That was the 7/8, the AVA 50. You know, and it was just very different from the, because I've got connectors and tools and everything like that to do the original Andrews heliax 7/8, and they didn't work at all. So once we got the right ones and the right tool and all that, and carefully studied the instructions and saw what had to happen, we got them, and we're good. But this is also that weird new stuff with them weird compression connectors, and I didn't put them on, and they do need to get cut back. I need to cut them back to the, usually they come into the shelter, and then they're connected up. And we take them to polyphasers and connect them up to a grounding system right there at the entrance. And then we run a smaller jumper, you know, half-inch jumper to the machine. So, you know, there's a, you know, 20 foot of half-inch down at the base. So I do mean to do that. If I could find somebody that's a real pro with those connectors, I'd probably have them do that. What I need to do is I just need to sweep the damn thing and see if everything sweeps okay.